Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, we are on a lot of platforms, and just want to call attention to one that if you're not on that, you're missing a lot of our heavy lifting, because we can do a lot of visual stuff there that we don't get to do here on the radio. We get really good in-depth interviews here with our present guest coming up, for example, Bob Griswold. You know, we have Steve Quayle and Doug Thornton, and we just have a whole host of really good guests. But when we get them over on the TV side, we can display things. And it's in-depth interviews and a lot of insider people, some of their backgrounds that we can't even talk about. But then when you hear them talk, you go, oh my gosh, they know exactly what they're talking about. And we get that here on this forum, and we get it over on the TV side. So how do you get to the TV side? Well, you go to thecommonsenseshow.tv, and you say, well, does it cost anything? Yeah, it's the lowest cost subscription service in America. I know, I checked. Anybody who has our numbers, comparatively, we're way below everybody else. And I don't mean that as an insult to anybody. I'm just saying you pay $2.50 a month on the annual plan with 2 free months at the end, $2.99 month to month. And most of your services are $10 and up. And we just wanted to make it available to people as inexpensively as possible. And believe me, we're not taking flights to Hawaii based on what we're making there. We're basically paying for bandwidth. But I just wanted to call the attention that to the TV side, because I'm really proud of what we've accomplished. We've built something out of nothing. We own the original platform, although we're on all the major players, and we're getting 4.5 five-star ratings. So thank you very much for that as well. Hey, we're brought to you by, I got to tell you, listen, some of the show, I'm not exactly sure where Bob's going to go with everything. We have a general outline from our pre-air discussion, but I got to tell you, food is going to be an issue. And you need to, I used to say 6 months, then I said 2 years. Now I'm saying as much as you can possibly grab and safely store. And you need to hide some of it too in case you get robbed. And I'm very, very serious. Building false walls, burying stuff, you know, in secure containers. I'm not getting into hyperbole, people. I really mean what I'm saying. You need to get food, you need to protect it, and you need to get lots of it. And what I like about My Patriot Supply is they give you breakfast, lunch, and dinner. When you store food just from the grocery store with what's on sale, you're getting too much of the same thing, and it will show up in your diet. It's not healthy, and you'll habituate to the same food and get sick of eating it, and you'll actually stop eating, and that's what the research shows us. So you want to get the food that has variety, and the taste is palatable. I mean, you're talking storable food, so you're not talking you're going to go out and have gourmet dishes, but you can survive on this. And eventually, even if you don't like the peas, you'll get used to the peas if it means you're going to survive. So go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And I would say order as much as you possibly can right now. And the other thing I wanted to mention to you also, too, is you need a good water filter. And the Alexa Pure Pro water filter is as good as it gets. The research is listed at waterwithdave.com. You can research all that and draw your own conclusions. And I've concluded it's really, really good. And you need more than one, because things get lost, things get broken, things get stolen. And as they say, two is one and one is none. We have three. And I would highly recommend that you have at least three water filters, because if Putin takes the grid down, you could be scavenging for water. And you probably won't have trouble finding water. You'll have trouble finding drinkable water, so you got to be able to treat it. And I know you're thinking, well, I do the 50-gallon drums. So do we. But listen to me. I still won't drink that water without treating it. And I don't care how many distilling pills I put in there, purification agents, I'm still going to purify that water, and you should too. So go to waterwithdave.com, and both the food and the water have no increase in price, which is amazing, isn't it? And they still have sales for both products. So you have the waterwithdave.com for the water, and you have preparewithdave.com for the food. And we have one more. We're going to take care of all our ads up front here. We're calling Noble Gold tomorrow, the Hodges family, me and my commander-in-chief. And we're making another investment, because you cannot get too top-heavy in the bank. And I don't believe in this day and age you leave anything in the bank that you can't afford to lose, which means you have operating capital in there, and that should be it. And you need to diversify into areas that will actually sustain you on the other side of the collapse when we start to recover. Gold will hold its value. Silver will hold its value. They have for 6,000 years. Also, too, if you have an IRA or a 401k, they're at risk. If you gold-proof them, they're going to come through this just fine. So this is stuff Noble Gold will talk to you about. Now, if you just want material sent to you, and then you make up your mind whether you want to talk to someone after that, you go to goldbeforelate.com. That's goldbeforelate.com. If you want to talk to someone right away and they're not pushy, you will have to close the deal. See, I guarantee when I call tomorrow, I'm going to say, yeah, I'm looking at ordering this and this and this, and I'll have to push them to close the deal because they're trained to be that way. So you'll have no pressure whatsoever, but I will tell you this. If you are looking to protect your nest egg, you don't have to be a millionaire. If you want to protect your nest egg, this is something that you need to do, and you need to do it now. Because right now, we're in the age of volatility. I can't tell you the food's going to run out next week. I can't tell you that the banks are going to collapse in a month or 6 months. I don't know. But I know that we're going through a huge transformation, and the takedown of this society is planned. And we're going to be covering that in today's show. So, Noble Gold can also be reached by phone. 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And with our commercials, I love this because, number one, they get to help you. And this is why we advertise with who we do. And we also will be talking about Ready Made Resources, which is the company of our guest, Bob Griswold. And I think I set the table very nicely for Bob with a variety of topics tied to what we sell here on the show. Bob, welcome to the show.
Dave, you know, it's good to be here. It's always... you know, very sobering time to be here because, yes. You know, we would like to talk about more pleasant things. But right now at this juncture in history, you know, we are facing, you know, global issues. We're facing domestic issues that are grave. And we actually have people in charge of it that really cannot tie their shoes. that's how bad it is.
Yeah.
You know, they're managing something or having it's being managed. I mean, I just look at the train wreck of the Biden family life. I look at the train wreck that is Kamala Harris. I look at the train wreck that I was watching a video that I saw on a foreign news agency the other day when Nancy Pelosi trying to explain something. I never did understand what she was trying to explain. Her arms were flailing like she was on fire. And you know, the words were unintelligible and the sentence garbled, and these news commentators from a country in Europe were just absolutely mocking her. So this is the leadership of the United States. We want to know why we have these situations in the world. It's because of what we see going on in our government. Our government has totally been corrupted. They've corrupted the most major corporations in the United States have gone woke. I'm looking at a thing right here from Home Depot, Dave, and it's a flyer that they hand out to their employees about going woke. I mean, you know, basically privilege, unpacking privilege. This is an employee in the employee room. Social privilege, special unearned advantage or entitlement used by one's own benefit. So here I want to stop right here. I want to ask you a question, Dave. Did Albert Einstein have intellectual privilege?
Based on his genetics and self-development, yes. But was he
into doing? 200 IQ. Of course he does.
No. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Now, well, he wasn't born equal to everybody else, to answer your question.
Did Michael Jordan have athletic privilege?
genetically and what he developed, yes.
Yeah, so we have intellectual privilege. We have athletic privilege. Does I know Jeri Ryan from Star Trek, because I used to watch Star Trek, a beautiful woman. Does she have beauty privilege? Does her beauty open doors that normally would not be open to a less attractive woman? Of course it does.
True.
We all know it does. Do politicians have political privilege? I mean, do they get places and go places that you and I could never get to? Well, of course, I couldn't join. I don't think Ukraine would hire me to be on their board of executors for some oil company pay me $80,000 a month. I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't think they would. Do you? Well, in this thing, it says here, just to let you know this is why the United States, this is why the world is falling apart, because, you know, the United States used to provide guidance to the world. We used to provide all types of assistance. But now the assistance, basically, I mean, and, you know, it's all being filtered through Ukrainian banks and coming back as kickbacks to politicians. But, okay, what privilege looks like, and I posted this on Facebook. I'll send you a copy of it, Dave. If you're confident that the police exist to protect you, you have white privilege. If you're growing up, college was an expectation of you, not a dream, you have class privilege. If you expect time off to celebrate your religious holidays, listen to this one, Dave, you have Christian privilege. Okay? If you don't, if you think...
I agree with that last one, Bob. It is a privilege to be a Christian.
Oh, it is. It is. But it's not a privilege in the light that you're going to be treated differently. I mean, how come they don't say if you take Ramadan off, you have Muslim privilege?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you take the Sabbath off, you have Jewish privilege?
I can tell you, those people don't have the power of Jesus on their side, and that's what they fear.
Yeah. You know, if you do not live in fear of going to a different bathroom than your sexual thing, you have cisgender privilege. What it says. If you don't have to worry about how to get into a store, you have able-bodied privilege. If you don't have to explain that your spouse is of the same gender you do, you have heterosexual privilege. So then there's a box you can check. What privilege do you have? White, male, class, Christian, cisgendered, able-bodied, or heterosexual?
I got one you left out. I have the sanity privilege because I don't buy any of this BS.
I know, but this is what... You know, America is being taught. I'm going to send this to you here in just a second so you can look at it. But this is why we're at where we're at. You know, again, if we read the book of Romans, in Romans 1, it talks about the threefold stage of abandonment of God. And it always starts with denying God as creator. Well, we looked at that when, you know, man was no longer created by God, but man evolved out of a pool of slime, which is mathematically impossible.
Yes.
Certain amino acid complexes in your genes. I'm not a biologist, but I do remember that basically the statistics. Anything past 1 to the 50th power, Dave, is impossible. For these sequence of genes to come together the way they did, it's like 1 to the 235th power. I mean, so it denies all science to say that we swam out of a pool of slime. That's totally unscientific. It could never happen. And yet, you know, that's the gateway to depravity. Satan has come in and deceived humanity that we think somehow God didn't create us. And then what happens once you cross that Rubicon, that God is not creator and we do not honor the creator? There's three levels of depravity given. And it starts with just, you know, a sexual revolution. That's where it starts. We abandon the natural use of what God made man and woman for. And then it ends up where we were given over to an insane mind, a reprobate mind, where we just become insane. You know, I saw our Undersecretary of Energy the other day. I don't know if you saw him sitting at a function in a red dress with his blood red lipstick on. Did you see that picture?
With the dogs? Yeah.
No, not with a dog. No, not with a dog.
I got the one with the dogs.
No. He is sitting at a function in this evening gown dress that I'm telling you, and he has this obscene red lipstick on his face that is just, you know, I'm telling you, Dave, it's blood drinking. And that's what it's symbolic of. I mean, it's Luciferian, in your face, blood drinking. I'm sending you a couple things right now. Maybe we can talk about it right as we do the program. But we wonder why it's at, and anybody, you know, people who don't understand that why we're at, again, if you don't understand the cause, I've used the example many times, if you don't understand the cause of something, you can never solve the problem. And so the cause is privilege. It's privilege. That's the cause of all the ills of the world today. I mean, you know, when they can basically go and Facebook, Instagram can say, you know, if you say anything about hating people, or, you know, if I came on Facebook and said, you know, I hate cisgendered people or whatever, I would be banned off those social media. Okay? But now they've relaxed the standard so I can go on there now and say, I hate Vladimir Putin's guts. Now, that might be the sentiment of a lot of people, probably is, and I understand it. But let me ask you a question, Dave. Once they do it to him, where do you think it's going to stop? You have Christian privilege. We hate your guts. We can post it on Facebook. Do you see where this is going? I mean, this is why I'm saying this whole thing is orchestrated by a Luciferian mind that we're being corralled into the slaughterhouse, and we don't even know it. As we were talking before the program, I mean, you know, the food shortages, what's it going to drive you to? Synthetic food. You know,
let's specify that's fake lab meat and bugs.
Fake lab meat, fake fruits, fake vegetables. Mm-hmm. I mean, just all fake. It takes textured vegetable protein. You know, that's what they make it taste like, hamburger or sausage or whatever, because that's all soy. That's all it is soy. But it tastes like hamburger. I mean, ever eaten a soy burger, Dave?
No, they're so good. No, thank you, Bob.
Yeah, I know. You know, especially the ones you get at the Stop and Rob, you know, and you throw in the microwave for 30 seconds. Oh, those are just so good, you know. Oh, gosh. I mean, no, I'm being, you know, I hope you know I'm being facetious about that. But, see, it's the whole thing. We have to understand, we have to have good intelligence. The Bible is the best intelligence report we have. Jesus gave an intelligence report in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 14, the book of Revelation, the book of Daniel, some in Thessalonians. There's intelligence reports there about what we're going to see. I was in a Bible study with my Green Berry buddy today, and we were talking about, in Luke 21, there will be distress among the nations, perplexity. And see, I understand why that is. Men have forsaken God, they've denied him as creator, and they've been given over to a reprobate mind. Our nation, Dave, if you look at your email, you should have those pictures now. You know, we've been given over to this reprobate mind that we actually nationally have gone insane. I mean, literally, if you could put the United States in the nut house, it belongs in the nut house. I guess that's probably a bad word to use, the insane asylum or the, you know, mentally challenged, whatever it is. They used to call it that, but I got to be politically correct.
No, you don't.
I know.
This is not the show we worry about political correctness.
But no, United States belongs in the nut house right now. That's where we belong. And anybody, you know, okay, let's just see. They got the U.S. intelligence agencies have gotten everything wrong for the last 50 years. You know, WMDs in Iraq, you know, everything that we've done, they got wrong. I saw a CIA, former CIA operative on, I think it was Tucker Carlson, I think is who it was, and he was interviewing him. And he goes, listen, these are the people who are getting us into a war with a nuclear-armed Russia are the people who couldn't beat goat herders, that's the term he used, goat herders in Afghanistan. I mean, he was a very, very good point. And Dave, can you pull up that picture, the pictures I just sent you?
I'm having trouble getting into my email.
Okay. Well, I probably don't want you to look at it.
No. Listen, Bob, listen. I've had trouble with every communication in the last 10 days. Every. And right now, I click on my email, and it does nothing. It's non-responsive. I'll keep trying. I'll let you know. Did you send it to Dave Hodges at the Common Sense Show?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So let me make sure of that. But I'll talk while we're doing it. But yeah, so what we see right now is our nation going completely stark raving mad, and those pictures are just some small evidence of it. You know, we have Dave. Can you imagine we live in the United States where you have to write a bill that says you can't take a 5-year old and convince him he's a 5-year old boy and convince him he's a girl, and you can't cut his penis off. What insanity, what planet do we come from? The Iranians? I'm referring back to Joe Biden's speech. The Iranians, you know, people on Uranus. Well, I won't say that. Sorry.
I got it.
That slipped out.
I'm letting that go.
Okay.
Family show, you know.
Yeah, totally honestly, just I didn't think about what I was going to say.
That's okay. I've made a few of those faux pas, too, and some of them are quite funny. Okay.
but you know, we're actually right now, we're in this place where we're putting Russia, they think they have the intelligence right this time. I mean, they got everything wrong. They got Afghanistan wrong. They got Iraq wrong. They got Libya wrong. They got Syria wrong. Vietnam wrong. I mean, everything wrong. Korea was a stalemate, which has left the nation horribly divided. And that's what our intelligence, that 9/11, we didn't get that at all. I mean, that was just out of the blue. Yeah, right. You know, all of that happened just in a vacuum. We didn't understand the anthrax attack coming. You know, oh, wow, COVID hit America. We didn't expect that. They have literally gotten everything wrong that they've talked about. But now they're assuring us that what we're going to get into now. Okay, so let's unpack this a little bit, Dave, before I go much further. For 2 years, what we've done is we have transferred the power of the people to control their government, which any vestige of was left 2 or 3 years ago. Now, the government is in the position where they can tell you if you can go to church or not. They can tell you, you can keep your abortion clinic open, but you have to close your church door. They can tell you what stores you can shop at. You couldn't go to mom-and-pop grocery stores because they were closed, but you could go to big box stores and mask people together because, you know, that's all safe when a virus is on the wrecking havoc, you know, everybody in Walmart. That's really good. Got that one right.
Bob, so I'm sorry, I have to chastise you here. You can't send me stuff this close to my dinner.
Dave, that is, you see the picture of the lady in red?
Well, I got to go to the other caption here just a second. You sent me so many.
I sent you three.
Thank
I sent you.
You
the Home Depot one, and then I sent you the 2008 Simpson program. You see that thing?
I got it.
5/5/2018, when it was run, 5/5/22. That's 6 weeks from now, Dave. They show a nuclear attack on their program.
Oh, God. I just want to throw up when I see this picture.
That's bloodlust, Dave.
Oh,
what you're seeing,
God.
I don't know if you can download it. I can provide the link if you want.
No.
But that obscene lipstick around the, it's like some vampire after he gets done sucking the blood out of somebody's neck and blood has stained his face. That's what this guy, and that's exactly what it's signaling. Bloodlust. I mean, it's disgusting, but the Bible tells us, so I have a good intel report, Dave. I have the best intel report. God says he's going to give the nation over to a reprobate mind, and that's where we're at. We no longer understand what is right, what is wrong. You know, today, in Dade County, in Walmart, in the middle of the aisle, now, fortunately, it was stopped, but this guy just walks in and grabs a woman and throws her to the floor and starts to rape her. I mean, it's an insane, I mean, right in the middle of Walmart. Now, fortunately, there were Good Samaritan, there was one black guy there who looked like he could, he looked like a bouncer. He looked like a big boy, a bouncer. And, you know, him and some other guys, they took this guy and they held him down until the police got there. But he was raping this woman in the middle of the Walmart thing. We, as a nation, we have gone insane. And I'm going to get to a point on this because, Dave, it goes back to your original point. Our economy's collapsing. The money that you have right now is going to become worthless. Worthless. I mean, you know, you'll walk down the street and somebody will leave a suitcase of $100 bills there and you're going, I'm not going to, I don't want that. Weimar, Germany. Wheelbarrow loads of money. They had to, you got paid twice a day because you had to go out, the money you got at noon, you had to go out and buy stuff because by the time of the end of the day, it wouldn't buy anything. So you're paid twice a day. And we're seeing not inflation that bad yet, but it's coming, and it's not coming by accident. It's coming on purpose. Joe Biden, according to a story in Drudge Report, they want to give everybody $100 a month extra to pay for the gas. Well, you know, I filled my diesel truck up today, Dave, 20 gallons, $100. But that will be good for 1 month, because the next month gas will go up because the more dollars in the market, the less it buys. I mean, that it's just simple 101 economics. You know, Adam Smith's School of Economics. You just read the book, The Wealth of Nations. But people keep buying it. We keep thinking somehow this is a good thing. Well, we're going to get some relief. That $100 this month is going to be $200 next month, because the $100 you get this month won't be worth $100. You'll need $200 to buy the same thing. What 5 years ago, $10 was an hour. Now $20 an hour doesn't do what $10 an hour did 5 years ago. And they just keep throwing. I mean, you cannot be this stupid. We're given over to insanity. I mean, and that's the thing. You know, what do they say? You know, the definition of stupidity is keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. Well, this has been tried. The ancient Romans did it. You know, by the time the third century rolled around, silver coins were completely debased. Their economy had been debased because they wanted to take, you know, the 1 ounce of silver, make instead of one coin, make 10 coins. So the silver only had, I think it got down to 3% in ancient Rome. Well, our coins today, other than a nickel, have very little value to them at all. Because it's just junk metal. The penny is completely worthless. I mean, you stick a penny in Coke and it dissolves overnight. It's just worthless. So, but this national insanity that we're being given over to is manifested in those pictures. The neuro-linguistic programming of that Simpson episode that you see there. The thing that, you know, if you've had an education, somehow you have privilege. Well, if you have a good education and you've really worked to get that education, you should have privilege. I mean, I earned it. You know, Jave, you and I were talking before the program. I used to go to the gym when I was in my 20s and 30s, and I literally got up to a 400-pound bench press, not on the machines, free-weight bench press, 400 pounds, and a 600-pound squat. I earned that. I mean, you could look at me then and say, you know, gosh, Jack Reacher, move over. I mean, I was, you know, big, muscular, doing judo, all that stuff. I earned it. It wasn't privilege. It was earned. And we want to make people guilty who earn things in this society, because what? We want a collective society. This is what's coming. It's not by accident we see this happening. This is all planned. I mean, the demoralization. You know, that picture of that person in red, that's a demoralizing picture. It's designed, you said it, it makes you sick. It demoralizes you to think these are the things that are running our government. I mean, a dementia patient running our government, a cackling eye roller running our government. You know, I don't know how you describe Nancy Pelosi, I mean, but definitely not coherent. Whatever is causing that incoherency, you know. But, I mean, I was watching her flailing her arms around and just complete nonsense. I mean, nothing made sense. So as we see a swirl down this road to depravity, national destruction is imminent, Dave. And I'll say this: I'm not a date predictor, but I've just looked at the events going on in the Ukraine right now, and I think in the next couple of weeks something dramatic is going to have to happen to break whatever stalemate is there. So I would just say be prepared for it. But I mean, the way we're going after Vladimir Putin, we give him no way out. We called him a war criminal. Joe Biden called him a war criminal. That's just not some hyperbole. That's not saying, Dave, you're a bad guy. That's not saying that. It's saying, Dave, you're a bad guy, and if we catch you, you're going to go to The Hague, stand trial, and you'll be imprisoned for the rest of your life. All your assets will be taken, and your children will probably be, you know, can you imagine being the son of Adolf Hitler? They're probably not going to go well for you.
No, you've laid it out really well here. And this is indeed where we're going. And I see evidence of this every single day. But, you know, I look at the infested woke corporations as really more of a driving force than I think most people realize.
Dave, it is the driving force. And I will clarify that statement. Because everything you buy, everything you purchase, you get from some mm-hmm. distribution center.
Yes. That's right.
So your whole existence, whether it's your TV, your radishes, or your gasoline, you get it from a distribution center. And I don't think you get three things more different than TV, radishes, and gasoline, you know. But they come from a distribution center. And so when they have complete control over who works, because if you're not woke, what happens? What happens if I went to Home Depot and said, I don't believe any of this. I don't believe that. I worked hard for my privilege is not my race. My privilege is the fact that I worked hard. I wore my knuckles to the bone. When other people were out partying and drinking beer and sleeping around, I was at home studying the books, you know, doing what I needed to do, learning. I wanted to be the best. Which now we see schools dropping the valedictorian. You've seen that, right? We're not going to allow any more valedictorians because that's privilege. Of course it's privilege, but they're shaming people who excel. I mean, what happens when I get into a society, Dave, that I shame people who excel? You get a mediocre society. Does that society put a person on Mars? Does that society discover the cure for cancer? Does that society have the next breakthrough in maybe space travel? Maybe a warp drive. I don't know. Does that society do those things? No, because all of a sudden I come up, you know, I'm Zefram Cochrane. For those Star Trek fans, know who he is. He's the guy supposedly in the future developed warp drive. If I'm Zefram Cochrane and I can listen, especially if I'm white, especially if I go to church, I've discovered a way to break the light barrier, guys, and we can start visiting the stars. Oh, my gosh, you privileged wretch, you. How horrible of you. Now, who wants to be Zefram Cochrane under those conditions? Nobody. Nobody does. And that's what they're breeding. They're breeding us down to be stupid and dumb. I mean, how obvious is that Simpson cartoon? And yet people look at it. Huh? What? Wow, that's a coincidence. You know, we're too stupid right now to figure out. Excuse me for my coarse language, but Russia's evacuating population centers. Ding, ding, ding. That's a major red flag.
Bob, how do you know that? And I'm not doubting you, but how do you know they are doing that?
Okay, there's been several news reports, I'll send them to you, that have saying that they are evacuating population centers.
That means they're expecting a nuclear attack.
Something. I mean, if it's true, if you saw Washington, D.C., all the politicians, helicopters landing on the White House, the Capitol, and all that, and they started flying people out, you know, find a storm drain somewhere and climb into it. You know, it's not going to be good. That's a key huge flag. And what we're doing is, I want to state for the record, Vladimir Putin is a murdering thug.
Yes.
He is. He's a masterful politician. I don't know if you've read his speech. I read his speech. About 10 pages, I'd say. I would say everybody who listens to this program would read his speech and go, I agree with all this. Everything he said, I agree with. It's definitely a manipulative speech. And, you know, I could say it was uncensored because of the people who write speeches would never let the raw emotionalism get by. I mean, it's just, I can tell you just an interrogation technique. Whenever you get somebody going on emotional, I did this because I feel for the cause, that's easy to manipulate. And indeed, you know, I don't ever do that because it's an easy thing to manipulate and to make people do things that they shouldn't be doing. But how many times have we seen people recruited into doing a false flag operation because, man, this is for the cause, brother? You know, it's emotionalism. But the speech is highly emotional. So I would suspect this is from Vladimir's pen, uncensored, unapproved by, you know, whatever Politburo they have. I don't think they probably censored that. I think this is written from him, and you should read it because it's his mindset. He thinks he is destroying the New World Order. He sees the United States as the leader of the New World Order. This is what he says in this speech. He thinks George Soros is an evil man. Klaus Schwab. He thinks we've broken every promise we've had that we've done to them. We did make a promise not to go east with NATO. Well, we are going east with NATO. And he feels trapped. I mean, you read the speech. Dave, have you seen the speech? I can email it to you.
You mean a speech about how he was trained by Klaus Schwab and... they're directing the war that's coming, and he's trapped in a corner. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Now, I'm not saying I agree with the speech. I'm saying, first of all, this is an insight into Putin's mind. What did Sang Su say? Know thy enemy? So, I mean, don't accuse me of being a Russian apologist because I'm reading a speech. It's just basic, you know, war strategy to know what your enemy's thinking, okay? I read this, and I think, man, this is his mind. This is what he's writing. And when I read this, Dave, it scares the bejeebers out of me because this is a man who understands he has nothing to lose. And we're making sure he understands he has nothing to lose. To me, it's a very, very dangerous thing.
Putin is only being used as a stooge to usher in a war that will culminate in a decimated planet for Build Back Better with the World Economic Forum.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be decimated. I think, you know, I think you had the release of 10 nuclear weapons, let's just say, and a couple population centers in the United States were taken out, maybe a couple in Russia, maybe Iran, you know, Saudi Arabia had something happen, you know, China, whatever. Just now, that would scare humanity into just about any solution. Be it good, be it bad, be it of God, be it of the devil, they jump at it. I think somebody in the UN said that one time. So if it's the devil, we'll take him. Well, I mean, if you give the devil that opening, I kind of feel like he'll walk through that door. But that's what it's designed to do. But that speech gives you an insight into this man's thinking. And I'm telling you, he's a believer, Dave. This is not rhetoric. He's a believer in what he's doing. And he's got the church, the Russian Orthodox Church, behind him. So he has what he sees.
Yeah, there's nothing Christian about what he's doing in Ukraine,
though. No. I'm not saying this. I'm not saying this. I'm doing this as an analyst. Okay.
Okay.
So don't take me wrong. I'm not judging.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that you think that. I'm just saying if that's how it's being presented, out there. No, I reject that.
So he has, this is the I'm playing, you know, from his viewpoint. He's a true believer. Historically, he's a true believer. And then he has the religious emphasis behind it to think he is doing it for God's work. It's called being very dangerous, Dave. These are very dangerous times. Read that speech. I read it and I go, he's definitely pulling on strings across the globe who do not like the globalism, the Klaus Schwab, George Soros, you know, brand of everybody gets, you know, you can have any color you want as long as it's black, you know, Henry Ford, government. You know, you can have anything you want as long as it's fake protein. You can go anywhere you want as long as you walk, maybe a bicycle, but bicycles have carbon footprint to make them, so you have to earn carbon credits to be able to buy a bicycle. I'm not being facetious. You know, if you look at China, a lot of people travel by bikes. Europeans travel by bikes. And sooner or later, I think Americans are going to be forced to give up their cars and travel by bikes. But it's all done by plan. So Dave, I mean, we could go into Hunter Biden's computer. I'm just going to say this for the record. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he had an accidental drug overdose. You know, I just don't be surprised at anything I see anymore. But I do think there's a possibility that this whole thing's going to explode. They're trying to get ahead of the narrative, but, you know, at the end of the day, Joe Biden might say, for family reasons, I need to step down. And then we have the cackle and eye roller. Maybe she takes Hillary Clinton as VP, and Camilla, watch your back. you know, and if they do it, if this happens before the election, Dave, the November election, that gives whoever's in office 10 years. Because, you know, if they're inaugurated after the election, they get the remaining part of that 2 years plus two terms. Yeah, see how that could play out?
I don't know. What do you think is, you know, first of all, I think Hillary will be when the 2024 election comes, if we have it, I think Hillary will be the president. Have you given?
Well, she might not be. She might be appointed president the same way Gerald Ford was appointed president.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, Spiro Agnew stepped down because of corruption.
Let me clarify what I was saying here. What I'm saying is Biden goes away. He's used his usefulness. This is why I think the media is resurfacing the Hunter Biden laptop
thing. Of course
it is. And they're going to get rid of him based on that. They're going to bring in Kamala. I'm telling you, I have good information, and I've been saying this for over a year. And this is inside government information that Kamala Harris was involved in the Juicy Smollett fake hate crime.
Well, of course she was. She was.
And they're going to get her to resign for fake reasons, but that's going to be the motivating force. And then in the interim between her resignation and Joe Biden hitting the road, Hillary becomes the vice president. Then she takes over.
Exactly. And then if it's after the election that this happens, she'll get the remaining from 2024 to 2026 plus two terms.
Oh, my God. God help us.
So that's the way we work out. I mean, it's history. We know. Spiro Agnew was definitely a corrupt politician. He resigned in disgrace. Nixon appointed Gerald Ford, which Gerald Ford was a decent guy. And then Nixon had to resign. Gerald Ford became president. So the historical president's there. It's there. That's why this whole thing's being resurfaced right now. They knew all this. They knew it all during the election. And they said, well, we didn't want to interfere with the election. It's news. That's news about a family. There's pictures of Hunter Biden with his niece when she's topless, 14 years old. You know, they're there. And I want to say this, Dave. This is a public service thing. If you hear or see or want to download like that picture, you just download child porn. Don't do it. No matter how much your curiosity gets to you, oh, look at these sordid images of Hunter Biden's computer, and you download them, and the girls are under 18 years old, you've just downloaded child porn. Federal crime. Federal hard time. Unless you need our new Supreme Court justice who gives a break to child porn guys. I mean, I don't know if you've watched the hearing.
Well, not
today.
If you have white privilege, you won't.
Yeah. But these child pornographers have been getting. I mean, even the standard sentences she's been ruling them and giving them less sentence than what the guidelines call for. So, I mean, I think a senator from Missouri called her out on it, and she had some excuse, you know, why she does it. But you know, that's where it's at. So, Dave, again, we could go on. I had a good intel source that says Russia is deploying S-400 missiles in Cuba. Now, that same intel source told me that those missiles can carry a low-yield nuclear weapon. We see the food shortages. We see Belarus, another data point here, Belarus pulling their military up onto the Ukrainian border, or Iranian border.
Yeah, you thank you, Joe.
I can't help it, Dave.
I got it. You know, I got a feeling on this. And I've said as much publicly now. It's one thing to have the war inside Ukraine, as horrible as it is, and it is horrible. But it's another thing for Putin to encourage widening the war. And if we had leadership that was worth a crap, and we don't, they should be on the phone to Belarus saying, you have one soldier across that border, we will obliterate your military and tell Putin we're not allowing expansion of this war. Call his bluff. It's time
Dave,
to back him
I
down.
I think they want expansion of this war. First of all, I don't know if you saw the part by Jesse Waters, that anti-oil senators, people in Congress who croak out this green, you can't have oil. Right before the war, they bought oil stocks. Did you see that?
No.
They bought stocks in the defense industry. There's billions to be made right now with this war. And the longer it goes on, the more money they make. Dave, I'm telling you, that's a driving force behind it all. They want the belt. They love the chaos. The great reset comes from it. Like you and I talked, Joe Biden is cooking up a deal right now with the Iranians that's going to make Obama's deal look conservative. The Saudis and the Israelis are going to be strange bedfellows, but they cannot tolerate this. So that weakness and that deal that they're cutting is going to, I would say, precipitate an attack on Iran. So then we have a Middle Eastern war going on. Okay, and the sides will quickly have to polarize. The more freer Arab states, Dubai, would definitely get a side with Saudis and the Israelis. And then, because of the weakness being shown, China invades Taiwan. Japan has said they'll attack. The Philippines said they will attack. Korea will attack. Possibly India will say we'll attack. Then you have an Asian war. Dave, that's exactly what World War II was. Those three continents. I mean, you know, and this time I will tell you the Atlantic Ocean won't save us. I mean, Hitler couldn't fly across the Atlantic and bomb the United States. He tried.
They didn't have hypersonic missiles.
Yeah. And you know what? This is another thing, Dave. We have the largest defense industry of the top four nations on the planet. Our defense industry spends more money, and we don't have hypersonic missiles. We're far behind. What pray tell, what are we doing with this money? Where's it going? I mean, Russia's developed hypersonic missiles, and we don't have any technology that replicates it or that can shoot them down. Nothing. What's going on with the Defense Department's budget? What are they doing with all that money? You know,
they're buying rainbows and panties for their soldiers.
You know, exactly. So, Dave, as a nation, this is all geared for the destruction of the United States as a nationalistic empire. It's all geared for the destruction of Russia as a nationalistic country to bring about this global reset and a global government led by, you get it, Mr. Sin, Antichrist, a.k.a. Lucifer. This is where it's heading. We see Bible prophecy unfolding right in front of our face. It's happening. Now, I don't know how much time we have left, but I'll say this. As we speak, God is warning. I mean, I listened to Mike Adams. Jamie had a wonderful speech. You were talking about a wonderful speech at the Watchman's Conference. If it comes out, everybody should listen to that. If it comes out,
it'll be on demand. Yeah. They'll have that available. Mike Kerr and Jeannie Moore will have that available up on hearthewatchman.com in about 10 days.
Yeah, you need to listen to his speech. Yours too, Mike Adams. You need to listen to these because these are the clarion calls of people. You know, Mike Adams, I was talking to him the other day. You know, he had 8,000 pounds of organic pinto beans that were en route to him, hijacked. He never got them. They've stolen, they don't know where they went. People are stealing food. And they're not stealing like filet mignon or lobster tails. Pinto beans. I think it was pinto beans. 8,000 pounds of organic. He called me up to give me that data point. So it's like the food thefts have begun. We've already seen the gasoline stealing begin. You know, drilling out the gas tank, not siphoning it, which most cars have anti-siphon devices. So you drill the little hole in the gas tank, and you don't blow yourself up or, you know, create a spark. You drain the gas out, which costs about $1,000 to replace the gas tank. You can't repair it. You have to replace it. So there'll become a gas tank shortage here soon where your car will become useless because somebody will drill a hole in it, and, you know, everybody's getting your Ford Explorer gas tank, and they don't have any more because of the supply chain. Convenient. It's predictive profiling, Dave. They know how the American people are going to act. You know, how many times have you heard this? If it all breaks down, I'm just going to go steal my neighbor's food. Well, they're doing it right now. What do you think it's going to do when they get hungry, Dave? Tell me, what do you think they're going to do when they get hungry if right now they're stealing gas so they can fill their tank and causing you a $1,000 bill to fix it? And they're out there right now. I'm just going to go steal my neighbor's gas. What are they going to do when they get hungry? And what are they going to do when they get hungry and they haven't had their benzos or their opiates?
Yes. Well, here's the other thing that concerns me, too. As things turn more dire in Ukraine, at some point, China's going to jump on Taiwan. And Taiwan will take out the Three Gorges Dam. We'll lose insulin. We'll lose psychotropic medication for mental illness, antibiotics. It's all manufactured in that same valley. And the Chinese six ports will be taken out too by Taiwan. So you think
and the Japanese chain, and the Filipinos,
there you go,
and the Korea,
so
and possibly
people think
India.
That the supply chain problem is bad now. You ain't seen nothing yet.
It's all designed. That's what we need to get our mind around. This is not happening in a vacuum. I mean, Biden is not cooking this deal up with the Iranians. That's so poor. It's just like the $82 billion of weapons left in Afghanistan. That was always a splinter in my brain. I thought it was going to be they were going to create a black army, and that's exactly what they're doing with it. I, for one second, don't think that was by accident. They knew this war was coming. And those weapons are 3,000 miles closer to Ukraine than when we had to move them over there. Now, call me crazy conspiracy theorist, but I'm telling you what, that there's something fishy about that. It never settled. That why we would leave that much weaponry there when we knew it would fall into our enemy's hands. I mean, it's not like we could just leave it there and have it do nothing. This stuff fell into our enemy's hands. Well, and as soon as we left, the Defense Department took that off the books?
Yeah.
It went dark, went black. Just saying. But as I was saying, when you go to the Watchman's Conference where you guys were at, God was warning people who have ears to hear. Get right spiritually. And I want to tell you, if you've not become a Christian, it's the only way that you will ever enter God's presence is through the blood of Jesus Christ, his sacrificial atonement for you. If you call on him, he will answer you. He will forgive you of your sins, and you will have fellowship with him. Read the book of John, the Gospel of John. 2, start surrounding yourself with Jamie Waldens, with Doug Hagmans, with Dave Hodges's, Mike Adams. You know, surround yourself. Now, you can't physically surround yourself with those people, but I mean people of valor, people of courage, people who are not afraid to speak the truth, people who are law keepers, not law breakers. You know, not the Antifa crowd who love to break the law. You know, I want to hang around people who obey the law of God. And then the third thing is, you better take this serious, because the supply chain is going to be deliberately completely broken. You will have to agree to certain things that will cost you your soul in order to get your daily supply of bug food or, you know, veggie burger, whatever it is. It's lab meat. At least veggie burgers are still made of something real, you know, soy. But, I mean, this will be made out of all synthetic materials.
No, we were talking about the World Economic Forum earlier, and you just mentioned, you alluded to the social credit system that'll deny people basic sustenance of life for improper attitudes and behaviors. And the guy that created that, his first name is Zhu. I can't begin to remember how to pronounce his last name, Chinese. the social credit inventor that's now sweeping America with that technology, he's in the World Economic Forum. In fact, he does a lot of their design work for their computers. Everyone is with the World Economic Forum. Bob, and before we...
Including Ukraine. They just implemented the digital ID. And
there you go. There you go. Yeah, exactly.
Including Ukraine.
That's the price. That's the price of keeping Zelensky alive. You're going to capitulate, Zelensky. But, you know, Bob, here's what I look at here. To me, I remember when Jimmy Carter had his administration, they were all trilaterals. And we all, those of us in the know that knew it was more than a conspiracy theory, said, oh my gosh, this is just unbelievable. Power is concentrated in this country in the executive branch of the government through a quasi-private group. So I look at this now, the World Economic Forum's controlling the whole show, aren't they?
I would say this. They are the apparatus of control.
There you go.
But the one controlling the show is Satan.
Well put. You know, it's funny you said that. Great minds think alike, Bob. Steve Quayle, and I think he's made a decent point. I don't know if it's true. We won't know until later. But he thinks that Satan's headquarters is in Antarctica, and that's why the world leaders keep visiting him. But I will tell you, I wrote this morning. I said, yeah, Steve says this, but their operational headquarters, their Amazon exporting of cultural philosophies and how to bring down nations, that's centered with the World Economic Forum. I mean, this is their vehicle for control. Absolutely. How is someone, I guess my question would be this, how is someone, you know, spec ops, ex-spec ops, loyal Americans, not banding together to take out people like George Soros and some of these others?
I want to address this, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Barabbas thought he could defeat Rome with a sword.
Yeah, that's true.
Rome was very, very well equipped to deal with Barabbas's. They knew exactly, I mean, crucifixion, horrible death. I mean, you look at the horrible conditions that the January 3rd trespassers are in.
That's
horrible conditions.
You're right.
They know how to deal with that. They don't know how to deal with the Martin Luther King approach. You know, they don't know how to deal with that. They didn't know how to deal with Martin Luther King.
Yeah. We're going to hold that.
They didn't know how to deal with him.
Because I want to get into some preparation things here, and we got about 3 minutes left. But we're going to carry that over, that Martin Luther King thing. We're going to carry that over to the TV side.
Yeah, they didn't know how to deal with the 12 apostles.
Yeah.
The gospel of peace overcame Rome.
The Holy Spirit, baby. The Holy Spirit every time will win. But we're going to cover that. I want to cover that over on the TV side. But you know, you own ReadyMade Resources, you and your lovely wife. You guys own ReadyMade Resources, and it's one-stop shopping. You do free consultations, which is unheard of. And we got about 90 seconds here, and I want you to talk about your business, because people need to know about it if they don't.
Well, Dave, what I'm going to do is this. Anybody who orders a pair of night vision, calls it in, 800-627-3809, I'm going to give them $50 off. You know, it's not a lot, but there's not a large profit margin in night vision to begin with. But I'm going to give you $50 off if you mention either on the order, or we'll refund you $50 if you do it online. And just put Hodges Show in the comments section. My bookkeeper will give you $50 back. Or if you just call it in, we'll give you $50 off any night vision you choose. We are one of the few companies, Dave. You go to some companies right now, 4 to 5 months out.
They can't get it. Yeah, you're right.
They can't get it. We have ample supply in stock of people who want it. I am telling you, you will lose without this. I'm just being as blunt as I can. Ask any combat Marine, ask any combat Ranger, Green Beret, or Spec Ops guy who's been there, used night vision. They're going to tell you it's the absolute game changer. It's the most the largest force multiplier you can get. We have dozens of pairs in stock. ReadyMadeResources.com, 800-627-3809. And then I'm just telling you, you better have your communication down. Listening is mainly the big thing, being able to listen locally. Because, as I've said, if zombies are eating people in New York and you live in Teleco Plains like I do, it's going to be when the zombies eating people in Teleco Plain that I need to know about. So being able to gather intel from your local environment is going to be critical. Learning how to take that intelligence, I would say go to brushbeater.org, like Brusher here, Egg Beater. A good friend of mine, former Army Ranger, 51st Long Range Recon, Matt, go there. He has a lot of good information, free to download. Courses he offers, and I mean the courses are second to none. Brush Beater, like Brusher here, Egg Beater.org. go and visit him, and just get trained, because the training is what's going to save your life. And so we have night vision courses where we train. We have thermal imaging where we train. And I'm telling you, thermal imaging is incredible. We have courses that teach people how to use radios. This weekend, we have a course by a Marine combat medic on combat casualty take care of. So if somebody gets a major wound, how do you take care of it if the hospital's not available? So that course is this
that's really
Sunday,
good.
Monday and Tuesday.
Bob, we got time just for you to give out your contact information one more time quickly.
Okay. My phone number is 800-627-3809, and my website is readymaderesources.com.
Okay. And, Bob, thank you very much for bringing us up to date. And, ladies and gentlemen, you want to follow us up here on the TV show. We're going to continue some of these themes on the other side. Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.